This is Tony Hsu with the fraud department. Allow me one moment as I get that account pulled up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and for security purposes, to make sure I have the correct account, can I get you to verify that shipping address for me, please?
I don't have a shipping address. These are on my bank statements that I didn't authorize.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but I need you to verify the shipping address on file so I can make sure that this is the correct
my
account.
Address?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I didn't receive nothing from you. 404 Arline Avenue, Deptford, New Jersey, 08096.
All right, so you were sent over due to fraud, correct?
I was sent over to what?
You claimed that the account was fraud?
These two charges I did not authorize or anything.
Okay. Do you remember entering into any type of sweepstakes or doing any type of surveys back on the 30th of June?
No, I don't do surveys, ma'am.
Okay. And how about any type of sweepstakes?
No, I don't do them either.
All right, so I'm just going to verify some more information on the account. We already verified the address, which does match what we have here. Can I get you to verify an email address for me, please?
unicorn48@comcast.net.
All right, that matches what we have here as well. And can I get you to verify a phone number for me?
856-371-6682.
All right, and are you familiar with the 856-848-4791?
Yes, that's my home phone, which I really don't use.
All right. Now, could it be a possibility that someone close to you in the home could have placed this order?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, it does look like all the information matches everything that matches on the account. So we can't prove it as fraud. However, what I can do for you on today is I can credit back 50% of that charge and ensure that this account is closed and you not be billed any further from this merchant.
6% of the charge?
No, ma'am. 50% of the charge.
I didn't get nothing for this, whatever you're selling.
Well, it looks like this was for...
And I got nothing for the $56.95. So why am I getting 50%?
Okay, so you wasn't...
I'm going to call my credit card number and tell them this is a fraud and scam.
Yes, ma'am, and they would do the same thing that I just did and call in and check and see if all the information that is on this account matches the information that they have for you in their files. The reason why it's only 50% is because of the simple fact this was a sweepstakes that was entered. So you weren't supposed to receive anything. What you were supposed to receive within your email was a $125 voucher.
Voucher for what?
Basically, what the sweepstakes is a sweepstakes drawing and basically a gift into welcoming you into their discount shopping store in which they send a $125 voucher out for you to be able to use that voucher to go on their shopping store to shop.
I'm sorry, I don't shop online. So why would I even do this?
Okay, so if you are for certain that this is fraud on today, what we will go ahead and do is we will go ahead and send a copy of this account and this recording over to your local police department. Basically, what they will do will open up their own investigation to track down whomever used the card to place this order. Do you agree with this process on today?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Plus, I'm calling my credit card number and I'm taking you to small claims court because of this.
Yes, ma'am, that is fine. Like I said, we've went ahead and got that account canceled for you on today. As a one-time courtesy, I will go ahead and provide that full refund for you on today. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to go back into your account.
Yes, I would like a full refund, please, for both of these charges. I did not authorize them. I will take you to small claims court for them. And, you know, I do not order stuff online. I just don't do it. I'm 73 years old. Why would I do it?
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand. Please understand, this is just protocol and necessary questions that we do have to ask. And due to the fact that everything that you verify does matches what's on the account.
This is a scam. So somebody did it. You're not giving me back my money. So, yes, get in touch with my police department. I will, too. I will file a police report and a small claims against
you. Yes, ma'am.
So
I just stated that we were refunding both charges back into your account.
Both the prices?
Yes, ma'am. And I also stated to allow them 2 to 3 business days to go back into your account.
I was trying to talk to you, and I could listen and talk at the same time.
It's all right, ma'am. I totally understand. Allow me one moment if I get that confirmation number for you. All right, I have that account now canceled and fully refunded for you. And I also have that confirmation number if you would like to write that down.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on while I get a pen. I'm sorry, but I just don't do this kind of stuff online. That's all. All right, confirmation number.
All right, it's going to be CS and Charlie, 260-878-571.
571, and that's for the 56.65 and $5.74, correct?
That is correct.
All right, thank you very much. What was your name, ma'am?
Tarnisha.
Can you spell that for me?
T-A-R-N-I-S-H-A.
S-H-A. All right, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.